charge to stay on script. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the advice to President Biden from the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Yesterday, the president appeared to call for regime change in Russia as the invasion in Ukraine enters a second month.
The president said in Poland that Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The U.S. ambassador to NATO, Julianne Smith, said regime change is not U.S. policy, but many agree.
President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott said the president should be less tough talk and more action.
Start giving every resource you can to the Ukrainian people. Rally NATO, do the same thing.
Both were on Fox News Sunday. The White House clarified the president's remarks, saying that Putin should not be allowed to exert power over neighboring nations.
Fox's Gernal Scott. More face-to-face talks between Russia and Ukraine will take place in Turkey from Monday to Wednesday. That's according to a negotiator from Ukraine. In the meantime, Ukraine is begging for more weapons.
Ukraine should get any possible assistance to be capable to defend itself and to hold the European sky safe while the broader political consensus on how to stop this aggression is there.
Deputy Prime Minister Olha Stefanishyna on ABC's This Week, Ukraine's president has accused the U.S. and its allies of cowardice. America's wealthiest will be targeted by the White House with a new tax. Under the president's budget proposal that comes out tomorrow, anyone worth more than $100 million would be subject to a 20% minimum tax rate. The tax would reportedly raise up to $360 billion over the next 10 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The winds and the temperatures have calmed down, but a wildfire is still burning in Colorado.
A fast-moving wildfire forced the evacuation of nearly 20,000 residents in the hills south of Boulder, Colorado, Saturday. The flames are scorching an area not too far from where a fire in 2021 burned 1,000 homes to the ground. An overnight shelter was opened for evacuees. Saturday's fire began around 2 p.m. and burned a protected wildland near the National Center for Atmospheric Research. It's being called the NCAR fire. Just what sparked it, however, is still unknown. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A man who ordered a beer at a bar and suffered permanent injuries for it has been awarded $8 million by a jury in Las Vegas. Lon Enright lost his sense of taste and suffers from ulcers in his stomach and esophagus after he was served cleaning solvents instead of tap beer. His lawyer said employees knew the beer lines were being cleaned. Hitting the hardwood at home, an NBA star who had been benched after avoiding the COVID-19 vaccine.
It was the moment that Kyrie Irving had been waiting all season long for. New York City making an exemption for their workplace COVID vaccine mandate for performers and professional athletes like the Brooklyn Nets guard.
I had to keep pinching myself Thursday and Wednesday when all the news was coming out.
Now Kyrie gets ready to make his home court debut this season at Barclays Center today when the Nets host the Charlotte Hornets. Irving opting against getting the jab, leading Brooklyn to bench him for the start of the season, later changing course and allowing the All-Star to play in road games. He even took in games as a fan at Barclays with relaxed restrictions in New York, but still couldn't take the court. Well, that changes today for the Nets, who now gear up for a playoff push, sitting in eighth in the Eastern Conference.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has received a lot of backlash over the vaccine exemptions, but says he supports it. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.